Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. On Chol HaMoed, even though it isn't Yom Tov, we are restricted in what we are permitted to do, right? Certain halachos we don't do, we don't work, there are certain exceptions to that, and all of that is actually discussed in some detail in Maseches Beitza, which we will get up to. For now, let's just say that our work on Chol HaMoed is significantly restricted. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, the same halachos are in effect. Work is significantly restricted. Before Chatzos, however, it's a question of minhag. And so some places have the custom to not work on Erev Pesach at all from the morning, and others have the custom to keep working up until Chatzos, at which point they stop. So our Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph of the fourth Perek tells us, Makom shenahagu lasos melacha be'arvei pesachim ad chatzos. In those places where the custom is to continue working up until chatzos, and of course at that point to stop, because that's not a minhag, that is halacha. Osin, it is mutter to do work, right? If that's the minhag makom, so then everybody else works, you're allowed to work. Makom shenahagu shelo lasos, in a place where the minhag is not to work in the morning of Erev Pesach, ein osin. It's actually forbidden for you to do work because that's the minhag of the place. Now, if you move permanently, so of course you must switch your minhag. You must follow the minhag hamakom. But what if you moved non-permanently? So you're there for a while, like if you're going away for Pesach. So you're someplace for a while. If you're not there for 5 minutes, you're not going home tonight. But you're not a resident. So what do you do? Haholich mimakom she'osim lemakom she'enosim. If you go from your home city, where people do work, to the city you're in for Pesach, where they don't work in the morning of Erev Pesach, or the inverse, o mimakom she'ein osin lemakom she'osin, or you go from a home where nobody works on Erev Pesach to the place you are for Pesach where people work until Chatzos. So the halacha is then, nostin lav chumrei makom she'yatza misham v'chumrei makom she'halacha sham. The person must adopt the chumra, right, the more the strictness of both places. That is to say, if he came from a place where they work, and now he's in a city where they don't work, he's not permitted to work because he has to adopt the chumra, the strictness of the place that he is now located, and therefore he can't work even on the morning of Pesach. On the other hand, if he comes from a place where they don't work, and now he's in a place where they do work, he's still not permitted to work. He does not adopt the local custom of working unless he's moved there permanently. He does not adopt the local custom of working. He has to stick to his own custom of not working, to his home custom of not working. And the reason for this, says our Mishnah, ve'al yishana adam ibnei amachlokas, because the whole reason why we've said don't do differently than the locals is to prevent machlokas. We don't want it to be that that there's a minhag makom, there's a custom of the place, and yet there are Jews who don't follow it. That creates machlokas. And therefore, we said, do what the people do locally. But let's think about this for a minute. This really only applies if he is used to working and the locals don't work. Because if he comes from a place where they usually work and the locals don't work, and he says, well, my custom is to work, and he works, so that's a slap in the face to the people. They're all going to look and they say, hey, he's breaking our minhag. So therefore, he has to adopt the strictness of the local place and not work. On the other hand, if he comes to a place where they don't work, and he comes to a place where people do work, so if he doesn't work, people aren't going to say, oh, he's violating our minhag. They're going to say he's lazy, or he's nothing to do. And so the fact that he's not doing work isn't going to obviously be a slap in the face to the custom, to the local custom of people working, because even on a day when people work, there are always people who aren't working. And so therefore he should stick to his own chumrah in that case and not work, even though everybody else is.